Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And chat. Something for everyone, if you like that sort of thing. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by the brilliant actor, Kyle Smith-Bino. He is so good. He's in absolutely everything. You cannot move for him at the moment. It was a joy to speak to him. We painted a horse, obviously, and we chatted all things from late-night dinners to his transition from being a grime artist to being a comedy actor. He's a brilliant person, and I hope you enjoy listening. Remember, if you want to see mine and Kyle's artworks, then follow the podcast on social media at Secret Art Pod. See you on the other side. I'm joined today by the brilliant comedy actor Kyle Smith-Bino. Kyle is best known for playing leading roles in BBC One's sitcom Ghosts and Channel 4's multiple BAFTA award-winning Stathlet's Flats. Kyle has written and starred in his own TV sketch show Red Flag and has played regular roles in numerous TV shows including Enterprise, Man Like Mo Bean, Witchfinder, Horrible Histories and lots more. I'm delighted to have him on the podcast and... Hello, Kyle.
Hello. That was a really nice introduction.
Oh, good.
I forgot that I was in Witchfinder.
Yeah, I did as well.
But you wouldn't know if you watched it.
But I did watch it.
And you didn't see me.
I did see you, but I when I was writing your bio, I was like, oh, yeah, he was in that.
Yeah, kind of. I was kind of in that. I was in the room when they filmed.
Yeah, you're in the room when it happened.
Whether or not I'm in the show is different.
I think you are in it.
Like... a bit of me, like half of my face.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It is a good show.
So, what's your artistic background?
Whoa.
I
don't have one.
Do you consider yourself creative? Well, obviously you're creative. Do you consider yourself artistic?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to, I always wanted to be. Like when I was in school, when I was in year four, I think, we had some homework and we had to draw something.
Yeah.
And I asked my mum for help. And my mum drew probably the best horse I've ever seen.
Really?
And I took that in and people could not fucking believe it.
Oh, no.
They were like, people were coming from other classes.
Bursting into tears, yeah, looking at the horse.
To come and look at it. And I remember that feeling of knowing that I didn't do it, but everyone congratulated me. And I was sort of, as well as pretending to be happy, I was also really jealous of my mum, like all the praise that she was getting.
Yeah. I feel like this is your sort of origin story for life.
But why did they like it so much when I didn't do
it? Like, why is he furious when we're giving him so much praise?
And I've always tried to match that horse.
Yeah.
Never have.
And it was a pencil drawing, was it, the horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good. I didn't even know my mum could draw.
Wow.
I just asked her for help just because, like, I couldn't do it.
Did she know she could?
Or was I don't she think like... so. I think she was quite surprised as well.
First time she's ever put pen to paper. Yeah.
She should be making millions.
Yeah. Have you got a picture of it?
No.
Probably not.
No. Burnt it. I threw it in the fire.
But then were the other kids like, can you do it again? Can you do it live?
No, but I do remember there was like a phase where people were... drawing their tag names and stuff, and people kept saying, like, oh, get Kyle to do it.
Oh, shit.
Like, on their homework diaries or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, get Kyle to do it. It's really good at drawing.
Get Kyle to do a horse in your name. Oh, I should have put your mum on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, she'd be well out for that.
Has she drawn anything since?
Not a thing.
Maybe she didn't do it.
Oh my God.
Maybe she got someone else in.
Imagine if it was my dad.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't him. Oh gosh, like imagine that's how I found out. Yeah. And I just like thought about it and everything made sense.
And
I
she's been lying to you your whole life.
I saw the neighbour like draw it and then put it in her hand and then she gave it to me.
Did she ride much?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not she's never seen a horse.
Doesn't know what it is. I thought she was drawing a cow.
That's just how she sees me. Yeah. As a noble stallion. So yeah. And then I remember when I was in school, I did an art GCSE, and I actually have a picture of this. I took this picture just before I left. And it was we had to do a photo. We had to draw a picture of what represents us.
Right.
And I drew it, and then I don't know how I've never finished. I don't know, how I have it.
Yeah.
Because it was like for a school, not competition, a school like
exam.
Module.
Yeah, yeah.
And also why it's not finished.
Interesting. And is it half?
Like it's horse, so unfinished. Half. It's just two horses. Two. Gently making love. No, it's like a big eye and then it's got like little compartments of what I'm thinking in my mind.
Nice. So there's like music. Sounds quite abstract.
Yes, yeah. It's weird.
So what are we going to do today?
Horse.
Are we actually?
Yes.
From memory.
From memory? Oh my gosh.
Or should we look at a picture? What do you prefer?
I think from memory is good. Memory's good. It's interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Ooh. Also, I'm bad at doing that, so it's a good challenge for me.
Oh, great.
So I've got, there's some paints beside you. There's various brushes in the middle, so just help yourself.
All right. What does this one do?
That I quite like. It's a sort of splayed out brush. It's quite good for doing like leaves on trees and stuff. Mm. Or like maybe the, what's the hair on the back of a horse called?
A top knot.
Mane? I don't know.
Yeah, mane.
The top knot. Yeah, do plaits with that. Yeah. I'm not really a horsey person, but.
No?
But here we are.
Where did you grow up?
I know you'd think I was because I went to a posh school, but no. Grew up in northwest London and then Oxford.
London. Proper London.
Proper London.
Is this what we're drawing
on?
This one?
Yeah.
The rest of the, the wrong one.
You could do the scrap paper, but that's just to make sure we don't get it on the table.
I miss scrap paper. Yeah. I actually, so the reason that I supported Arsenal growing up.
Oh, I didn't know you were an Arsenal fan.
I was. The reason was because when we were in art in. It's been so long since I've painted anything. I don't know what to do first.
No,
what are you doing first? I can't see.
Well, I just have been moving the paper around. I don't know whether to go portrait or landscape.
I'll do that.
Painting is just sort of moving paper.
Right, sure.
I don't know what. I think I'm going to do it landscape. I was going to do like a front on horse's face, but I'm not confident about that either.
Oh, I'd be terrible at that.
Yeah, so would I. So.
I know what I'm going to try and do.
Go on.
I'm going to do a horse from the back.
Just the ass?
No, like...
A donkey. That's a pun about.
Like I'm taking a picture of the horse looking at something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that's ambitious.
I've started with legs, and it's red, weirdly. I think it's because you started talking about Arsenal, so maybe my horse is going to be red and white.
Oh, yes, Arsenal. So I went to... In my school, when you put paper down on the newspaper down on the tables.
Yeah.
So we had that out and we were doing something in art, whatever. And there was a girl that I fancied in my class and she was like, oh, JVC. And I did not know what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that she was pointing to like the sports pages and talking about Arsenal.
Yeah. The 90s sponsor of
because she supported Arsenal. Yeah. And from then I supported Arsenal.
Oh.
And that lasted, to be honest, that lasted quite a while.
And then what happened?
I still like to know what's going on, even though I don't know one player. I don't like it when Arsenal lose, but I don't care.
Oh,
if
but
they
you
win.
Don't support a different team now. You're just not into it.
No,
okay, that's
really.
Better. How have you been then, Kyle? You've been a busy man.
Yeah, it's been bits and bobs going on.
What's your latest bit?
I did Dreamland.
Oh, yeah. Explain for the listener.
So Dreamland is... I forgot anyone was... I thought this was just us.
Sorry, yeah. I am recording this.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Yeah, all right, fine.
I record all my conversations.
I did a show called Dreamland on Sky, which was originally a short, and it won BAFTA for Best Short in 2017. And then they spent 5 years making the series. And then we started filming it this year. It's about four sisters and something that gets in between their relationships.
Mm-hmm. And is that you?
In a way. And I play the husband of one of the sisters.
Nice.
The older sister.
Is that Lily Allen?
No, it's Freema Agyeman. And Allen is the sort of main sister, or lead, as some might say.
I prefer main sister.
Main sister.
And it's set in Margate.
Yeah, yeah. So it's set in Margate. We filmed 3 weeks in Margate, 3 weeks in London, Sydenham, which is actually nothing like Margate.
What? How did that happen then?
Well, they...
So it's Sydenham dressed up as Margate?
Yeah, basically. All this sort of interior stuff is in Sydenham.
Oh, I see. Cool. And then when will it come out? Do you know yet?
They said February, but I don't believe them. yeah, they said February. But I've seen like a teaser of it, and it looks great.
Cool.
Oh, no, what have I done? Oh, there's more paint.
There's loads more paint, yeah.
This isn't my limit. How do I paint without hitting the microphone? Have you got any tricks?
Just what I do is put the paintbrush on the paper rather than the microphone. Oh, yeah, lift it a bit nearer your face. That's good.
Ooh.
How's that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely.
Oh, that sounds good as well.
Yeah. I feel like I'm Nick Grimshaw.
Yes.
And then we're doing String V-Spitter again. We're
lovely.
We're doing a Halloween show. We have not written it. At the time of recording, we have not written it.
And we're recording after the show has taken place.
Yeah. So we've got a few weeks.
String V-Spitter, for those who may not have seen it, is a brilliant double act with your friend of mine, Ed MacArthur.
Yeah. The boy works hard, doesn't he?
He's a talent.
He doesn't stop. I'd love him to stop, actually.
You play sort of rival children's entertainers.
Yes.
And it's very, very funny.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. So we're doing a Halloween special. A Halloween late night special. And when we say late, we're talking real late.
What sort of late?
11.
So that means your famous late night dinner is going to be pushed back even later.
Yeah, because we'll finish at midnight, so we can't have a midnight dinner, which is really annoying because the restaurant that I like to go to after a Soho show, after I've taken in a Soho show, that restaurant changes their menu at midnight.
Do they?
Yeah.
But they are open till 4 a.m., aren't they?
Yeah. Hmm. But the menu changes to the late night menu at midnight.
Right.
Which
just
is
kebabs,
really
is it?
It's still good stuff, but it's also quite a lot of pancakes.
God, I've never had a pancake after midnight.
Have you attended any of these midnight dinners?
No, I just, I follow you on Instagram and I've seen, you did actually invite me to one.
And what did you say?
I said, it's too late. Are you mad?
What are you worried about? Indigestion?
Oh, everything. Life.
No, come on. You've got to get yourself down there.
Maybe I'll watch your Halloween show.
Yeah.
Is it on Halloween?
It's on the 28th and 29th.
Okay.
Of October.
Of February.
When I was younger, I always wanted my birthday to be 29th of Feb.
Oh, leap year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone is, aren't they?
Someone must be.
Rosa.
Oh, really?
Rosa Robson.
Friend of the podcast.
She, yeah, I think that's true. And Katie Wicks is like 2 hours off.
Wow.
Unfortunately for her.
Well, I'm the 29th of November.
Are you? That's pretty soon.
Nothing leap about that.
I'm going to get back to that in a sec, but I'm just going to ask you what you think of this.
That's gorgeous.
What is it?
It's a sky and it's some grass.
All right.
It's really good. I love that you've made use of the full page.
But then what do I do now? I've got to wait. Surely I can't wait for this to dry.
No, the good thing about acrylic is it dries very quickly. And also you can paint on top of paint.
Paint on top of paint.
Paint on top of paint.
Okay, well, I'll make an outline then.
I've done a terrible horse. I thought that's what we were doing.
I'm going to start that now.
All right, I'll do some sky.
Your birthday's the 29th of November. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the World Cup is actually in the winter this year. So there is an England versus Wales group stage match on my actual birthday.
Oh, that's a bit fun.
So I think I've invited you, actually. Going to watch.
You've invited me?
Yeah.
To play?
Yeah, didn't Gareth Southgate get in touch?
I haven't checked my emails in ages.
You might have gone through your agent.
Right, right.
I'm going to watch it somewhere.
Oh, fun.
And I'm not going to say on the podcast where that will be.
What time?
But I'm not going to Doha where the match is because...
Because?
Well, because of all the human rights issues surrounding the World Cup. And also, I can't afford a plane ticket.
What is the time difference? Will it be like a late night?
It's only 7 p.m. this match.
Late night match.
But late night dinner. Suddenly that's perked his interest.
Yeah.
No, it's I don't know what the time difference is, but...
But the match is at 7.
I'm
not interested.
Yeah. What time would you want it to be? 11 p.m.
10:30 I could do.
10:30
Yeah.
Dinner at midnight.
On the 29th of November. How do you feel about... How do you feel about your birthday being then?
I really like it, actually.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I used to sometimes get annoyed if I'd get a joint Christmas and birthday present because I don't feel it's close
enough.
It's
not close enough. Come on, guys.
But that didn't happen that often.
Right.
So stop being a whiny little bitch, I guess. And sure. I like it because people are starting to get excited about Christmas. It's festive, like end of the month, people usually have just got paid. You can go out. It's a laugh. I like winter clothes.
Right.
What was the question?
Do you like winter clothes?
When's your birthday?
5th of March.
Yes. Do you like that time of year?
Love it. I would enjoy a summer birthday. I'd quite like to have an outdoor birthday.
I used to like having my birthday at school, though. I feel sorry for the people with summer birthdays because they never got to celebrate with their friends.
Oh, that is a good point, actually.
And also, like, are you too young for the year? Are you too old for the year? There's all that to deal with.
Now that you say that, I understand.
My horse is awful. It's got such a long, long face, but that is a thing, isn't it?
That's
what people say about
that's
horses.
That's the main thing. I haven't started on any sort of facial features.
You're still on the background?
I'm still on the ass. I'm still on dead ass.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
Kael.
Yo.
You're brilliant in Staff, playing Dean.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, do you enjoy playing slightly straighter characters or do you prefer sillier characters?
I prefer sillier characters, but Dean is an exception because... Yeah. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even just the challenge of trying not to laugh all day is fun.
Because you're definitely the straightest in that show, aren't you?
But I find everyone so funny.
Yeah.
And everyone's really good and constantly trying to do the funniest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in series three, Ellie White.
Friend of the podcast.
Just absolutely killed me. Constantly. Yeah. And I really, really love it. And I hope that we get to do some more.
Yeah, is there any talk of another?
Not a peep.
No.
Nothing. But I'd really like to. Have you got a pencil?
No, I didn't bring in a pencil.
I feel like I need to outline what I'm doing.
What I would suggest as an alternative is that's
to just
a very
go for
thin,
it.
Is to just get fucked and use what I've given you. There's a very thin paintbrush there.
Right.
You might be able to outline it in one of the... Yeah,
let's see what happens.
Well, I don't have a pencil. You know what? I nearly packed pencils because I know some people like to draw it out first, but...
I mean...
But it's my podcast,
I imagine that's what my mum did when she drew. I mean, and in fact, that's all she did.
Absolutely gagging to see your mum's horse. In the most respectful way.
Oh, if only.
If only. I wonder who did it.
I remember my teacher at the time as well, Mrs. Adams, who was the strictest woman I've still ever met.
Mm.
And she was like, that's very good.
High praise from Mrs. Adams.
But I think she was suspicious.
Did you go home and tell your mum how much praise it had got, or were you so jealous that you didn't want her to know?
No, I told my nan. And my nan was like, oh, good. And I was like, no, it's not good.
And did your nan, was she like, yeah, your mum's always been very good at drawing, or was she just like, eh?
No, she sort of like let that conversation last for 40 seconds and then told me to eat my dinner. what does a horse do? It'll look like that way. Left.
Nay!
oh no, I'm getting to the face.
I know, I've done it. What I will say is I'm proud of the legs. I've done some quite sort of muscular legs. And the face is abhorrent.
Have you seen that meme on, usually on Twitter, about a TV show and its progression? And it starts off with like a really beautiful drawing of a horse, and then it turns into like a kid's scribble. And it will say like season one, season two, season three, season three.
That's funny. I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
I like that's the sound of it.
That's what I'm doing, basically. I've started off like quite well.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing what I would have done if I had actually drawn that horse in school.
I'm on season 12 then of the horse.
Hope they make a movie. That's quite good. Oh my gosh,
you surprised yourself.
Yeah, if I can keep this up. Oh no, what do I do now?
You're gonna be a star, kid.
Oh, what do I do now? Annie. Help.
I don't know, my horse. So you know how you've done like luscious green grass on yours?
Yeah.
Mine is like that bit in the summer where all of Regent's Park was just straw. You know when it,
yes,
it was the heat wave and it was just, all the land was so dry.
I do. I know exactly what you mean.
That's where my horse is.
Regent's Park?
The bit in the middle by the fountain.
Oh.
But there's no fountain. It's just dry.
Oh. I remember I came to your Edinburgh show.
In Sneaky Pete's.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember you asking me a question.
Yeah.
It was something about followers.
Yeah.
And because you were asking, I think you were asking about like how many followers.
Was it because I had a bit about my viral spinach tweet?
Yeah.
Was it in that bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I said, I think I said something like 16.
Yeah.
Because I had like 16K, and I think I said like 16.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I don't believe you haven't got 16. And then I
this
said...
This sounds like good audience participation.
And I said, and then I said like 1,000. And you're like, oh, 16,000. But I was trying not to...
You're trying to be humble, and I ruined that.
Basically. So I'd like some money back for that?
Yeah, sure.
That's why I've come today.
It was a free show, but...
That's the reason I've come, because I want my money back.
Thanks for coming.
I loved it.
Thank you.
And you had a painting in it.
Yeah, I painted the guy who flashed me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you still got that?
Yeah, and it's massive. And I don't know what to do with it.
Because
It's just got a big dick on it. And it's quite a creepy painting.
Oh no, I've ruined it. Oh gosh, that leg is bad.
Yeah, you see, my leg's good, but everything else is bad. Maybe we could sort of merge our paintings.
Oh no, I've got a dinosaur now. Oh, that was going really well. Now I've got a dinosaur.
Maybe I'll make mine into a dinosaur. Are you giving yours sort of eyes and a nose and that sort of thing?
Let's not get carried away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The face has become quite phallic.
Yeah, same. Ooh. Who are your favourite artists, Kyle? Have you got any faves?
Like really, really basic. And I'm not saying basic as in the artists are, but I mean in terms of like, I don't really know any underground or like niche.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I just know like people I've seen on Instagram, like Joan Cornella.
Yeah, I love him.
That I'm like, yeah. Or Chris Simpson.
I don't know Chris Simpson. What does he do?
Chris Simpson does like that kind of grotesque stuff with like big fonts that it's kind of, it's comedy stuff, but it's very good.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain. I don't really know how to explain art, you know? Some people are very good at that. I don't know if I'm good at describing things in particular. Mm. You know, some people can describe like what food tastes like and stuff. Mm. I'm just sort of like, yeah, it's nice. I don't think I have, but I mean, stereotypically boys are not good at description.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you own any art?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, here's something boring.
Yeah. Please.
I have just moved out of my flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I left a bit of art. A bit of art in a frame. And I need to get that back.
Sure. And what is it?
It's from Funny Tummy,
mm-hmm.
who's an artist that I know wellish,
mm-hmm.
and he has like a series of paintings of women, and it was a really nice one of them.
Nice.
And I don't got it no more.
A nude?
I must get it back. Kind of.
Go on.
It's like, it's just, it's sort of, you make it out to be a woman's body rather than like, it's obviously a woman's body.
Right.
You know?
Is it like a line drawing or?
No, it's painting. Line drawings are good. I like line drawing tattoos.
Yeah, me too.
Have you got any?
No, I hate needles.
Really?
Also, there's nothing I'd want enough to commit to my body.
Fully understood.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos?
No.
And what are your reasons?
Apart from brown sugar on my lower back. the very same. I wouldn't like anything for long enough.
Yeah.
I'd want it off after a while. But then I guess that's why people get loads.
Yeah, I can imagine getting one and then being like, oh, I wish I'd got that, and then getting another one. But,
yeah.
But where do you stop?
I don't think you do. You have to, you end up like Wiz Khalifa.
Mm.
Or Harry Styles.
I wouldn't mind ending up like Harry Styles.
Yeah, you'd be in Hollywood.
You could get your mum to design you a horse tattoo.
Oh, yeah. No, my mum wouldn't like me getting a tattoo.
No?
No. She'd be against the idea.
Okay.
Of me marking my skin.
Kyle, you started out in the music biz.
I did,
is
yeah.
That right?
Sorry, I don't know what to do now.
What do you mean?
Like what I've got.
Yeah. You're happy with?
I'm not happy with.
Yeah. But you finished.
It looks like I've drawn the bottom from the back and the top from the front.
I love the sound of that.
It almost feels like something that would be in Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
But I just don't really know how to.
That's a very artistic show.
I don't think I should put a face on it because I think the face will make it worse.
I know. I think I'm not going to do the face, but I've weirdly given mine like a posh girl mop of blonde hair.
Okay. I'm going to add some. I know what I'm going to do. Don't you worry.
Okay. Panic over.
Sorry, carry on.
Well, I was just going to ask you about how you started out in music and moved to comedy.
Oh, I did music in school because everyone else did. And where I grew up, I mean, this sounds fake, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
To be cool, you either had to be a good fighter, a good footballer, or a good MC.
Right. Or good at drawing horses.
Oh, that wouldn't have been cool by the time I got to secondary school.
Right.
Everyone's like, what are you drawing a horse for?
What did your mum draw that or something?
That looks like a girl did it. Yeah, so I was not in any way sportially. Is that a word? Can I?
Sportially, yeah. You can have that.
Thank you. What is the word?
Sporty? I don't know.
No.
Sportistic?
Sportistically gifted. Sportually, I was not sportually gifted.
You were bad at football, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but I feel like there's got to be a better word for that. And
And you weren't a fighter?
I was a lover.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't at that stage.
not at that stage.
And then I thought, let me give this music thing a go, because I'd always sort of like been quite musical. I used to play the drums as a young child. I played the drum for years, and I was like into music and rap and stuff. And then I just gave it a try. And then I was very good.
Yeah.
So I stuck at that and then did that for ages. And we had a couple songs out and we went around the world.
When you say we, who were you with?
It was a group called Red Hot Entertainment. But then one of the members of the group had his own song, which did really well.
Mm-hmm.
And we started going like all over the place. I mean, it was mainly, like those sort of Malias, those places. But we would do that like all summer.
Amazing.
And yeah, I mean, for someone who was like, I wanted to do music, but I also wanted to act. And I guess like I wanted to be an actor who rapped rather than be a rapper who could act or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So... for someone who was like a struggling actor, who also did music on the side, any opportunity to get out of the call center and go to Zanti, I would take it. And that opportunity came quite a lot.
That's so cool.
So I used to do that all the time.
And then what was the transition from that to acting?
Well, there wasn't really a transition. It was sort of happening at the same time. Yeah, I was doing like, so I was at drama school and I was still... like going to do these shows like all up and down the country. So I'd like leave drama school and then get picked up by a chauffeur.
Wow.
And then we'd go and do a show in like Nottingham or something and I'd come back and then be back in drama school the next day. It was quite mad actually to do that. But I really enjoyed it. I loved it. And we had some great times.
Because some drama schools don't let you be in shows while you're studying, do they?
No, but this was more, because it was music, I think they...
You were allowed.
Yeah, also I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I'd just come in really tired the next day. yeah, but yeah, so I was sort of doing both at the same time, not really knowing exactly what I wanted to do. Knowing that I wanted to be an actor, but not knowing what that meant or where I would end up. And I really believed that I would be doing plays.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be doing, like, Shakespeare plays in small theatres. I'd never planned to do comedy. It was not my intention. I just wanted to be a serious actor.
And then what happened? You went up to Edinburgh Festival, so that was with improv, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I was doing improv anyway.
Yeah.
I'd been doing improv for ages before that. But I met... Well, actually, it's quite weird because of a song that we did, a production company got in touch with us. 2LE, you remember them?
Yeah.
Your friends of mine?
Yeah.
And... they got in touch about the song or song that we made, because we did a song that was much bigger than the others, called Junior Spesh. And people thought that that was a, I mean, it was just a song, like a, it was an in-joke basically. And it went crazy and it was massive. And it was really annoying because we were like serious MCs and our in-joke song was our biggest thing.
Yeah.
And then the video was doing like really well on YouTube and stuff. And then we got contacted by the production company and they wanted to meet us. And then I mentioned that I was like in drama school and I am an actor and I want, that's what I want to do. And then they were like, oh, why don't you come and audition for this thing? And I went and auditioned for Kay Van Novak's pilot.
Great.
And then got a part in that. And then from that, they would always... asked me if I was up for being in whatever they're shooting.
Yeah.
And then I sort of found my way in that way.
And how do you feel now? Are you like, I wish I had some more serious acting roles, or are you like, comedy is what I want to be doing?
Well, I have been for the last few years really trying to get into more drama.
Yeah.
I keep putting on wigs and turning up at the Bridgerton set, but they will not accept me. But then when Dreamland came along, it was like, honestly, the role that I've been looking for.
Great.
Because it's in a comedy.
Yeah.
But it is rather serious. There's a quite a...
comedy drama, right?
Yeah. And there's quite an emotional journey that my character goes on, and I'm really like... really happy with what I did. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but at the time it felt good.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, so hopefully I won't have let my family down.
Why I love String V Spitter so much, because it feels like you and Ed are both doing your sort of perfect combination of like acting and musical skills. It's brilliant to see.
Yeah, it's because I never really knew how I was going to, like, I wanted to get my music back into the acting, because I sort of left the music and hadn't done any music-based stuff in ages. And so trying to work out how to get back into it was quite difficult, because I was like,
yeah,
I'm just going to write myself a character who raps or something. I was like, not really sure what I was planning to do. And then when we started doing String V Spitter, I was like, actually, I want to make this much more of a grime MC, and I think he should be a successful grime MC, but also does children's entertainment.
Yeah, it's because, great. And like, the contrast with you doing the grime MC Ed being a posho pianist works
so
very
then
well.
We had an opportunity to make some more make more songs, but also keep it really funny. And that's really, I've found the perfect place, because like I am it's not like I'm writing comedy. I'm not writing as a joke. It's like the character's saying serious stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it quite boring sometimes to write bad stuff, because you can write like bad raps, like easy.
Yeah.
And people quite often ask for that into like comedy shows. they want a character who's not good at the thing.
Yeah.
So to play a character who is good at that thing, and that thing is completely different from what he does, like children's entertainment, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we get to actually make that on a wider scale.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Pop it on the television.
Get it on the TV.
Channel 5 or something. Are you... Have you done a sun in the corner?
No, do you want me to?
Do you remember when you do drawings and you pop the sun in the corner?
Do you also remember when people leave a gap between the sky and the ground? Like you do a blue line at the top, sun in the corner, and then a big gap, and then the ground.
I do remember that.
I say people because I never did that.
Have you got birds on yours?
No, do you want me to put some birds on?
No, I'm just wondering what's going on over there.
Mine is... very much a red horse with a sort of blonde comb over.
When we say red, are we talking like red? Or someone would say the horse is
ginger. It's now sort of reddy brown, but it's definitely more red than brown.
Okay.
And then sort of strawy ground and a swirly blue sky. That's where I'm at. What's your status? Done the ass?
I've done that. I'm going to add some clouds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pop the sun in the corner.
Okay.
I'm scared of doing that now. What if that makes it look... I'm not going to put the sun in the corner.
Mine's not going to have a sun, I don't think. The world's on fire in mine. It's sort of...
Oh, right.
It's set today.
I'm going to do some clouds. I'm going to get some white paint.
Yeah, go for it.
Quick fire
round. Oil or watercolour?
Oil.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, man. I was doing really well with the quickfire until...
Yeah, but it's not really a quickfire question, if we're honest with ourselves.
Let's be honest with ourselves and say, can you separate the art from the artist? I think it depends on what they've done.
Yeah. Which I guess suggests no, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I'm trying to avoid talking about specific examples.
I know.
But I do feel like if the victim has forgiven someone.
Right. Less to do with how much you like the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very... it's tough.
It is tough.
It depends on if you like it. But when we're talking art.
Yeah.
Are artists problematic?
Yeah.
Do they have like a...
I would say
history of-
lots of... historically male artists that we celebrate have had questionable relationships with very young women.
Really? See, I don't know much about
that. Like Picasso had lots
really,
of...
Really? What was he up to? Well, do you know what?
Relationships with sort of under 16
year old
women.
Oh, that's bad stuff.
It's not great, Pabs. But we love his work.
That's not too good, Pabs. I don't know what this looks like.
Horse or cow?
Horse.
Crazy night out or cozy night in?
Night out.
Brunch or late dinner?
Late dinner.
Tash or Jamie?
Can I take a shot instead?
Yeah. I don't have any. Take a shot of plain water.
Oh, that was not nice.
Tortured artist or strategic estate agent?
Yeah, tortured artist. Sounds more fun.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about
looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close. Get me right in there.
Private view or view of privates?
Ooh. What's a private view?
Like a gallery opening of an exhibition.
Ooh.
And view of privates is like, you know.
Yeah, view of privates. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Painting from life, landscape, or still life?
Still life.
Art or music?
Music.
Art or books?
Art.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Comedy or music?
Music.
Nice. I'm going to sign mine, and then I think I'm done. What stage are you at?
I might just put some daffodils in the field.
Okay.
Oh, you're not meant to keep the thing in water, are you?
I'm going to be
getting told off for that in school.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you off here.
You sure?
Have you got the really thin one? Brush.
Yes.
Can I just quickly borrow it?
Yeah. It's got a bit of brown on it.
Yeah. I just want to write.
I promise it's just paint.
I'm just going to write my initials on, in the bottom right corner.
What did I say I was going to do? Daffodil.
Daffodils, yeah. What are you doing next then? You're off to LA soon, aren't you?
I'm off to LA in 48 hours. I have not packed or even know where any of my stuff are.
What do you need?
Or is. Just like bits and bobs. Yeah. I just don't know where my stuff is because I've just moved.
Oh, yes.
Moved. So.
You seemed stressed when you arrived. Do you think the painting has made you a bit less stressed?
The painting was extremely necessary.
Oh, good.
And as stressful as it was leaving home in time to get here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I'm very glad that this came when it did.
What do you do to unwind if painting isn't a usual sort of hobby of yours?
I play iMessage Paul.
You play what?
iMessage Paul.
Who's Paul?
I play pool on iMessage.
Oh, right.
You ever done that?
No.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
So iMessage has games.
I know that I sounded about 65 when I, in that bit of our conversation.
I've drawn a lobster. I tried to do a daffodil and I've drawn a lobster.
I love that. I thought you like had a mate called Paul and you were like, well, I message Paul if I'm stressed.
No, so I play Paul on iMessage games.
Oh, cool.
I really enjoy that, and I do that probably...
Like Paul the game, like snooker, Paul?
Yeah.
Great.
I do that about 3 times a day. And that lasts maybe about 4 minutes.
Mm.
And then I get back to my real life and I scream. yeah, I guess like I'm not very good at unwinding or switching off.
Yeah, I think it's hard in this biz when you're self-employed.
Oh no, I wish I knew what these things were. Oh, I've done lobster and crabs.
I can't wait to see yours.
Oh gosh, I've done crayfish.
Yeah, well, I absolutely loved it. I had a friend's poster above my bed, and I guess for our generation, there is something quite comforting about nostalgic shows like that. But obviously, not obviously. A lot of people say it doesn't hold up now. And there is a lot of other content being made. So I am surprised it's still the most watched show. But how funny is Joey?
Joey is funny, but Joey's not my favourite.
No, not mine either.
Who's yours? On three?
One. Two, three, Chandler. Ooh. Oh. Mm. And now you say your favourite man, I'll say my favourite girl.
Yeah.
One, two,
three. Wait, it's not going to be the same. We're doing completely opposite things. I didn't actually say anything.
Oh, I said Rachel.
Joey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like them all. It's the combination of the different characters.
I'm not crazy about Monica.
No, I'm not crazy about Phoebe, though, and she's your favourite.
Really? Mm. Oh, man. I'm crazy about her.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I'm just going over
Phoebe's your favourite. I'm done.
I'm just going over this big red box I just painted for some reason.
What did you say the name of your song that went viral was called?
It was called Junior Spesh.
Junior Spesh.
Yeah.
Great. I can't wait to listen.
I think you'll be confused but entertained.
Good.
It's
what I look for in my music.
It was actually number 2 on Time Out's top 10 songs about London, 2007.
Oh, wow. What was number 1?
Adele, Hometown Glory.
Fair enough.
Always getting beaten by her.
Yeah. She seems like a fun gal.
Yeah.
I liked her Desert Island discs. She comes across very well in interviews, I think. She seems a laugh to me.
Get her on air. Make her a friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Lily Allen knows her well.
Does she?
Yeah.
Lily Allen, also very talented and seems like a legend. Was she nice to work with?
Yeah, she's great. She's very funny.
Was that her first acting job?
It was her first TV job, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she did that play in the West End and she was nominated for an Olivier.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's cool.
She's really funny, actually.
Yeah.
And she's very silly, which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can guarantee this horse isn't as good as your mum's, but what can we do?
My mum can draw a better horse than you. hang on. Nearly. Let me just go over this bit and get rid of these two.
I cannot wait to see your
strings
lobsters.
Of piss that this horse is doing. Oh, no, I drew over the lobster. I did the lobster, and then I somehow did, like, a red box, and it was like a post box in the middle of a field. And so I've got rid of that, and I'm trying to get rid of this, but it looks like the horse is doing it.
Are you just painting over everything? You're going to show me, and it's just going to be a white piece of paper.
Yeah, it was just art therapy for me.
Yeah,
and I can't show anyone else.
Should we do a reveal like we did with the Friends characters?
Yes, we should.
On three.
Hang on, I just need to.
And then we say the name of our horse.
Yeah.
Has to be named after a character.
Imagine if we said the same person.
I've already got mine in my head.
I think we will.
I think we will as well. Three, two, one. Gunther.
Fat, ugly, naked guy.
Fat, ugly, naked guy. That is amazing.
Yours is really good.
Wait, move yours a bit more in the middle. Yeah, that is great. I love the block colours and also the perspective. Like, it's ass, but it's also face.
Mm.
And the birds are nice too.
Thank you.
What are those little yellow and red? Are they the crabs?
They're cut flowers looking about.
Oh, really nice.
Yeah. They only grow in that area of the field.
I like the colour of the sky. You've done a lovely sort of powder blue.
I really like yours. It's like the horse is posed for a photo.
Thank you.
And the legs are incredible.
Yeah, I'm happy with that leg. But the rest of it is, you get the idea that
the
it's
hair,
a horse.
The colours of the hair. I believe that. I believe that horse.
I believe you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Where I've had a little problem with the with the leg, the third leg.
Yeah, actually, I can.
Yeah.
That top bit of the leg's gone on a diet, hasn't it?
Yes.
I like it. I think you've got skills.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You know what? It might even be better. By this age, how old was my mum then? My mum would have been...
I couldn't tell you, sorry.
No, come on.
I reckon she'd been 30.
You'd be wrong. Mm. When I was in year four, I was probably, what, eight?
Again,
so she would have been maybe 42.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so what am I now, 33?
Again, don't know.
And I think that this is probably about the same level as what my mum drew when she was 42.
Wow. And that is skills.
Yeah, it's all come full circle.
Yeah, it has. Thank you, Kael.
Thank you, Annie.
Lovely to talk to you.
Yes, and you.
What a lovely guy. Remember to follow Kael on Twitter if you're not already doing so, at KFRedHot. And his Instagram is at KLazyFlames. I'm on Instagram, of course I am, McGrath.Annie and McGrath.Art. For my art, I'm on Twitter at Annie McTweet. And remember, if you want to see mine and Kael's paintings from the podcast, then follow us at Secret Art Pod. Remember, if you enjoyed it, please do tell people, review it, download it, wrap it up for Christmas and give it to your friends. Whatever you do, we appreciate your support and we'll see you next time. Goodbye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton, Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.